Today's shir is Masech the Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph, and we will begin on Daf Kuf Lamed Amid Beis, 13 lines from the bottom. As we have discussed previously, because of a gzeira of Shlomo HaMelech and the way the homes were constructed in the time of Chazal, you had a number of homes opened into a chatzar, a courtyard, and then the courtyard opened up to a mavui. A mavui is an alleyway that has three walls and an open to Rosh Hashanah on its fourth side. The locha, as the Gemara we will Mitzvashem learn in Masechta Erevin, discusses extensively. Shlomo HaMelech made a gzeira that you can't carry from your home to the chatzar, because the home is a more private Rosh Hashanah than the chatzar, as we just explained. The home is only where you are. The chatzar is where you and your neighbors are. Furthermore, you can't carry from the chatzar to the mavui, again, because as we just explained, the chatzar is more private than the mavui. Having said that, the halacha is that if you make a ruvei chatzeris, then the halacha is you could carry from the batim to the chatzar. And if you make shtufa mavois, which is very similar, you could carry from the chatzeris to the mavui. And you also need to put at the entrance of the mavui, lechi v'kaira, lechi, we discussed this earlier in Amasachta, either a cross beam or a vertical beam as a heker to remind that this is the chatzar, don't carry from the mavui, don't carry from your mavui to Rosh Hashanah. So as we discussed in our previous year, there was a question if one could carry a knife that was out in the chatzeris, through the chatzeris and the kafifos, to do a meal on Shabbos, and who would allow that and who wouldn't allow that. And because we spoke about that subject, the Gemara, for the first part of our Shia today, continues to discuss that subject. Itma, the subject of Mavi. Says the Gemara, Itma Rav Zeira Amar Rav, Mavi Shlo Nishtat Fabo. If you have a Mavi where there was no Shtufi Mavois, Eima Taltan Boy, you can't even move Kalim that were in that Mavi, El Arba Amis. Only for Arba Amis, it's also to carry in it, it's treated like a Karmus. Amar Abaya, Reb Zeira taught us this halacha, v'loy pirish, but he didn't elaborate what are the details of this halacha. Ad the os Rabbi Bar Avuhu Bar Pirsha, until Rabbi Bar Avuhu came and explained it. Da Rav Nachman Amar Bar Avuhu Amar Rav, mavi shalei nishtat fabo, if you have a mavi that doesn't have shtufim mavois, erev chatzeris batim, but there is an erev chatzeris between the chotzer and the batim, so the people in the chotzer made an eruv chatzeris, but they did not make shtufim mavois. Then the halacha is ema tatmu ba ela barabamas. Then this halacha that we just began with, that you can't carry even an object that was in the mavi for the entire duration of Shabbos may not be moved. However, loy eruv chatzeris in batim, if there is no eruv chatzeris, then the objects that find themselves in the mavui, as Shabbos began, mutl tatl b'kulei may be moved in the entire area of the mavui. Amle Rav Chanina Chazal Rava, the Rabbis. Rav Chanina Chazal asked, "Maishna, why are you making this differentiation if there is a ruvi chatzeris or not? Maishna ki irvi chatzeris on batim, because what are you suggesting that if there's a ruvi chatzeris between the chotzer and the batim, the reason you can't carry in the movi, the nitku hachatzeris, the chatzeris are not considered anymore a chotzer, because once you made a ruve chatzeris between the chotzer and the bayis, the chotzer has the halacha that it too is considered like a bayis, v'nasa batim, they're considered like a bayis, and now, Rav Lishit Tamei, Rav is, this halacha the Rav taught us, is consistent with his opinion. Dama Rav, ain't a mavui nita b'lechi v'kari. You can't just rely to be able to carry a mavui just by having a lechi v'kari. That you need to have, there has to be a way it looks. The way it looks is you have to have two houses minimally opening up to the chatzer, and two chatzeris minimally opening up to the mavi. And as the Mishnah Brura in Siman Shin Samach Gimel, Sifkaton Kuf Beis explains, that if you have a mavi where chatzeris and batim open up to it, then it's a place that's very open. So many houses and so many chatzeris are opening up to that mavi, and people aren't going to do things that they normally do privately. And therefore, we don't have to be concerned that there are going to be so many kalim in that mavi that somebody may come to carry those kalim into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And therefore, we can be more lenient. But if there are no, we don't have this requisite amount of batim v'chatzerim opening to the mavi, so then it's more private. It's more of a public area. And since it's a public area, we need to be concerned that people are going to carry objects from the mavi to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So says the Gemara of Ahocha, since now you're saying that since there's a Ruvah Chatzeris between the Bayis and the Chatzer, so we have a situation that Batim Ika, we indeed have Batim, but Chatzeris Laki. There are no Chatzeris. And we just said the Rav's opinion is that if you don't have both Batim and Chatzeris, then you can't carry. So says, ask the Gemara, so Loi Irvu Nami, even if there was no Aruvah Chatzeris, we should have the same problem. Because if there's no Aruvah Chatzeris between the Chatzeris and the Batim, L'chzinu Lahani Batim, we should consider these houses, command the Stimidami, they're totally separate from the Chatzer. They're separate from the Chatzer because you can't carry from the Bayis to the Chatzer or from the Chatzer to the Bayis. And if they're separate, we're going to have a scenario where Chatzeris Sikah, that indeed you have Chatzeris going into the Mavi, but Batim Leka. And Rav said that in order to be able to carry in a Mavi, you have to have Batim and Chatzeris. Answers the Gemara, it could still be a situation that there are that it could work. Because one of the halachas that we're going to learn in Masechta Erevin is if somebody did not make a Ruvah Chatzeris, we could at least accomplish that one person should be able to carry. The Mevatalei Rishus de Gula, all the other people who have houses, the rights in the Chatzer, should give up their rights to one of the people in the Chatzer. And therefore, if it's not a chatzer that's owned by many people. By doing so, only one person owns the chatzer. And now, if the chatzer, now you have a situation where the mavui leads into the chatzeris, and this chatzer has a bias, and therefore you could carry there. Says the Gemara, so what have we done? That all the people who live there gave up their rights to one person. So we said that you have to have batim, at least two houses, at least two chatzeris, but you don't have that. Soif, bayisach ikka, there's only one house, batim leka, because by them all giving up their right to one person, there's only one person that now is there. So it's only one bayis, says the Gemara. Efshta mitzafra apalg de yoyma legabichat, half of Shabbos they gave up the rights to one person, and half Shabbos on Pagel Yom Dolpanya, and the second half of Shabbos Lukabichad, they gave it to a different person. So you have technically two batim. Ask the Gemara, but that isn't accurate. Soif, Bidna de Isalahai, in the morning where they all gave up the rights to one individual, so he's the only one that's in play. Le Isalahai, so we never have a time that you have two batim. So we're back to our question. Elam Ravashi. Ravashi has therefore a whole different interpretation. Ravashi's opinion is, Ravashi says the Rav holds that if a mavui has a lechi v'kaira, even if the batim v'chatzeris are open to it, the lochi is you could carry it. Because mi goyrim And why did, so if so, why does Rav differentiate if there is a chatzer or there isn't, if there is a eruv chatzeris or not? He says, "Mi garmel chatzeris she'asru." Why is the halacha that you can't carry from the chatzer to the mavi or vice versa without shtofer mevayis? Bottom, it's only because you have houses that open up to the chatzeris v'leka. And according to Rav Shimon, mavi and a chatzeris, the mavi and the chatzeris that open up to it are considered one rishus, what we mentioned at the beginning of our shir. And therefore you're allowed to carry something from one of them to the other, even if there is no shtufim mevayis. Says Rav, that's only if there is no eruv between the house and the chatzer, and therefore there is no concern that the objects that are in the house will end up in the chatzer. Because objects from the house can only end up in the chatzer if there's a ruve chatzeris. And therefore we don't have to be concerned that objects that started off in the house will end up in the mavui and then maybe be taken out of the mavui into the rishus harabim. However, if there's an eruv connecting the chatzeris in the houses, so then you will have a situation where objects might have started off in the house and it went to the chatzer and now to the mavui, and therefore we may end up having that object in the rishus harabim because it's a much more public mavui. It has so many more objects there, as we quoted the Mishnah Berurah earlier. And therefore, because of that concern, Chazal said, don't carry if in a situation where there's an Erev connecting the chatzeris and the houses, I need to be much more concerned. Unless, as we said at the beginning of the shir, shtufim mevas were done. If shtufim mevas were constructed, that's a whole different situation. Then you could carry from the house, if shtufim mevas and eruv chatzeris were made, you could carry back and forth. Says the Gemara, we began our perek by speaking about the opinion of Rebbe Lezer, where Rebbe Lezer said that not only may we make a bris milah on Shabbos, even machshirei milah may be done on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, loy l'kol Amar Rebbe Lezer machshir mitzvah doichanos Shabbos. Not in all situations does Rebbe Lezer hold that machshirei milah could be done on Shabbos. So the Tosfos HaRosh asks a question. Why would I think that because by Bris Milah, Rebbe Lezer holds that Mechshirei Milah could be done on Shabbos, that should mean that it could be done everywhere else? We know that Bris Milah is such an important mitzvah. We know that when we speak about the Bris Milah, Nichrusu Aleh Yud Gimel Brises. So of course, Bris Milah, that's where Mechshirei Milah could be done. But why would I think anywhere else that it could be done? So Tosfos Rosh answers is that we would not think only because of Milah. But as we're going to learn in today's shir, there are other mitzvahs where this halacha was said. And therefore we would think that applies, since we see it applies here and applies in other places, that's why I would leave it. The Maram gives a different teretz. And it goes back to something that we discussed in our previous shir. And our previous shir is, we explained that the basis for Rebbe Lezer's opinion, why Machshir Meila Doichanas HaShabbos, is because Rebbe Lezer gives great value, not just to the mitzvah that's performed, but Rebbe Lezer gives great value to the Hachana, the preparation of a mitzvah. And that concept that Rebbe Lezer taught us, how important the preparation of a mitzvah is not limited to Bris Milah. And therefore, once we learn, suggests the Gemara, from Bris Milah, the great value of achana to a mitzvah, the Gemara thought that maybe that ought to apply by all mitzvahs. And that's why the Gemara says, loy l'chol, not always did Rebbe Lezer say, machshir mitzvah doichas a mitzvah, shrei shtei alechem, on shvuos they brought the shtei alechem, chayvus hayoymeim, we have to bring them on shvuos, and the halacha is, v'leilom de Rebbe Lezer, and the halacha that they may be baked on Shabbos, the way Rebbe Lezer knows that halacha is only because of a gzeirah shavah that we're going to learn later. So it's a raya that we can't learn all mitzvahs from Bris Milah, because if we were going to learn all mitzvahs from Bris Milah, then why do we have to have a special limud for Shtei Alechem? The Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer, how do we indeed we know Menayim L'Mechshiri Shtei Alechem Shadoichan Sa Shabbos? How do we know that the preparation, the baking of the Shtei Alechem may be done on Shabbos? Answers the Brice, Nema Havah Ba'Omer. The Torah uses the word Havah by the Ktziris Omer. The Torah uses the words Vavesim as Omer Ktzirachem Ktzirachem. V'nemra Havah B'Shtei Alechem. And the Torah also uses that word by Shtei Alechem. Ma Havah Amur Ba'Omer. Just like when the Torah speaks about the Kar Ba'Omer, the Halacha is the Machshirin, the preparation of all of the Omer that's brought on Yontif Pesach is done on Yontif. Even if it turns out to be on Shabbos. So from here we see, Af Havara, we learn that the Havara that's done by Shtei Lechem, Machshirim Doichen Sa Shabbos, may be done on Shabbos as well. Mufni. So we know that whenever we speak about Gzeir Shava, the way Gzeir Shava is established is when you have two words that are similar that connect the two parashas. But when we speak about such Gzeir Shavas, there are two types of Gzeir Shavas. One is a gzer shava mufna, where both words are superfluous. If you have that type of gzer shava, even if you'll have a question on the gzer shava, it won't be refuted. Then you have a gzer shava that's mufna mitzad echad. One word is extra, one word is next. It's a machloikis. If we have a question on that gzer shava, does it still stand or not? And then we have a gzer shava that's not mufna at all. Neither of the words are superfluous, where the rule is, if there are no questions on the Gzeri Shava, then the Gzeri Shava will stand. But if there are questions, the Gzeri Shava falls. Says the Gemara, if we just learned the Gzeri Shava that connects Shtei Alechem to Omer, it must be a Gzeri Shava where the words are superfluous. D'loy mufni, for if the words are not superfluous, ikla mifrach, we could have a very strong question on the Gzeri Shava. Mal Omer, Shem Kaimatsu Katsur. The halacha is that the Omer must be cut specifically on Yontif for the mitzvah's Omer. The Torah says that you have to cut the Omer. That's part of the mitzvah. And therefore, it's Doicha Shabbos. Taim Shtei Alechem, when we speak about the Shtei Alechem, in Matsu Katsur, if you find wheat already, Ein Kaitzi, you don't have to cut wheat specially for the Shtei Alechem. And therefore, they're not comparable. Says the Gemara, Ein, lefoy li mifni mifni, is extra. And actually, the Machlokes Rishonim, when our Gemara says that you could bring the Shtei Alechem on, you could do Machshir Shtei Alechem on Shabbos, what does that mean? Does it mean the baking? That even though you could have baked the Shtei Alechem before Shabbos, if you didn't, you could bake it on Shabbos? Or does it even include that you could cut the wheat on Shabbos Shavuos if you didn't cut it before? It's a machlokes rishonim. Says the Gemara michti. Says the Gemara la'ai, mufni mufni. The words are indeed superfluous. Michti. Because why? The pasuk says, v'aveisim es oimer reshik tzirchem al-kayin. And then, the pasuk also says, miyoyim haviyachem. And the question is, why did you have to say that again? Lomeli. Shmamina, it's here as a gzeri shavu lefnuye, to teach us a gzeri shavu for Shtei Alechem. Says the Gemara, Vakati Mufna Mitzad Echad Hu. So it's only superfluous by Omer. Where do we know Vishamina Lele Rebbe Lezer? And as we mentioned a moment ago, there are opinions, and that is actually Rebbe Lezer who we're discussing in today's Shir, who holds that for Gzeri Shava to be strong enough not to be refuted, words on both sides of the Gzeri Shava have to be extra. Because Akati Mufti Mitzad Echad Hu, we only prove that there's an extra word on one side. V'shamini Lei Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Lezer's opinion is that Mufti Mitzad Echad, if it's only extra on one side, Lemeidim, we could try to learn it, but if we have a question, Meshivin, we would refute it. Says the Gemara, the Torah says, Min v'shiseichem taviu lechem tenufa. So it says the Gemara, the word taviu ribuyuhu is extra, because there's no need to say taviu. And that's why we have a full-fledged Gzeri Shava. Says the Gemara, so now we said that Rebbe Lezer, even though Rebbe Lezer is the one that holds that you could Mechshiri Mila Doichan Es HaShabbos, so the Gemara Rebbe Yochanan began says that that isn't necessarily Rebbe Lezer's opinion in all areas of Halacha. Omer, it is. Shtei Alechem, it is. So So ask the Gemara Lamute Mai, exactly where will the halacha be that you can't do mechshir on Shabbos? Ilam Lamute Lulav, that if you have a lulav that you didn't cut before Shabbos, that you could cut it on Shabbos. For Tanya, we won't be able to cut it. That isn't true. For Tanya, according to Rebbe Lezer, lulav acham mechshirim doiches Shabbos to Rebbe Lezer. Vela Lamute Sukkah, that you don't have a sukkah, and the question is, are you allowed to build a sukkah on Shabbos? For Tanya, Rebbe Lezer holds sukkah v'kam echshireh, everything involved in building your sukkah, doiches Shabbos to Rebbe Lezer. El lemutei matzah, that to prepare whatever you need to bake the matzahs. Again, for Tanya matzah v'kam echshireh, doiches Shabbos to Rebbe Lezer. El lemutei shofar, to do whatever you need to have a shofar on Rosh Hashanah, that's on Shabbos. Again, not in our world where we don't blow the shofar on Shabbos. For Tanya, shofar v'kam echshireh, doiches Shabbos to Rebbe Lezer. Amar Rav Adar Bar Hava, says Rav Adar Bar Hava, what Rav Yochanan means to say is, Lemute tzitzis l'talisai. What's coming to teach us is that the tzitzis that we put on the talis, that may not be done on Shabbos, even according to Rav Lezer. Tanya Nami Hachi, v'shovin, Rav Lezer and the Chachamim are both in the agreement, shim tzayis talisai, if somebody puts tzitzis on his talis, or also mezuzah l'pischa, he wrote a mezuzah, shuchayiv, that's called chil Shabbos. My tama, why are these mitzvahs done? Amar l'fish en kavu lehem zman. There is no specific time, and that's why they have a different halacha. So the achrayim ask, we learned the halachas of kshir on Shabbos, and we learned that not all types of knots are a knot that you chayiv for knotting on Shabbos. So why are we, Kesher Sheina Shel Kayama is the best example. So the question is, why should it be also to tie the knot of your tzitzis on Shabbos, tie the knot, and have a mind that you're going to untie Matzah Shabbos, and indeed untie it on Matzah Shabbos, and you don't have a Kesher Shel Kayama. And if it's not a Kesher Shel Kayama, you have no problem. So the Bi'ah Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah in the Bi'ah Halacha and Simen Shin Yud Zayin discusses this, and he quotes the Beis Meir, and he says, when you make a knot that is made, that normally this is a knot that's a Keshish Kayama, the fact that you had in mind that it shouldn't be a Keshish Kayama will not make a difference. That's the Beis Meir's word. The Michas Chinuch has a different approach. The Michas Chinuch approach is that you, when you put up, when you make a knot for a mezuzah, for tzitzis, so you're making it l'shem mitzvah. When you're doing something l'shem mitzvah, that gives it a chshivas, that even though it was not your intention that it should be shel kayama, that it should be permanent, the fact that it's being used for a mitzvah purpose gives it that category of kesher shel kayama. The same question goes on the mezuzah. Why would it be also to put up a mezuzah on the door? Have a mind that if you don't have a mezuzah, have a mind that you're putting up the mezuzah on Shabbos, and you'll immediately remove it Matzah Shabbos, so that isn't considered binyan. That's a question that actually the Marsham discusses in the Shas Chuvas Marsham, Chelik Vav Simen Mem Gimel. So he says that, first of all, it doesn't mean just putting up the mezuzah in our Gemara. When we learned the Gemara, we said it also includes writing the mezuzah. There's never a heter for writing, even if it's not meant to be permanent. And if we follow the question, we follow the approach that of the Michas Chinuch, that when you do something l'shem mitzvah, it gives it a chshivas, then we have a very good answer. Even if you have in mind to take down the mezuzah, it still gives it a chshivas. Amar Abaya says, Abaya, what are you saying? That why by tzitzis and mezuzah, even Rebbe Lezer will agree, you can't do the machshirim on Shabbos because they're not, because it's not a mitzvah that has a specific time. So asks Abaya, on the contrary, Adrabba, mida ein kavul emzman, since these are mitzvahs that don't have a specific time, so they're called shat v'shatiz manihu. The zman for the mitzvah is always. And if the zman for the mitzvah is always, you should be allowed to do anything that you need to do for the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, new teretz. El Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Yitzchak, V'itema, Rav Huna, B'reid, Rav Yeshua, Ha'el B'yad, Rav Kiran. Since you could be mafka your beged, or you could be mafker your house, so then you're not mechuyev in a mezuzah. You're not mechuyev in tzitzis. So only a mitzvah which we can't get out of, there's the halacha that you can't do on Shabbos. But a mitzvah that you could get out of, that because you could be mafker your house, you can be mafker your tzitzis, that the halacha is that you don't have a right to be mechalel Shabbos. So the halacha is the paiskim discuss this halacha of being mafker on Shabbos. The first issue that many discuss is that from here we see that you're allowed to make hefker on Shabbos, which is an important question that the achroinim discuss. Is it indeed permissible to be mafker something on Shabbos? Is it permissible to be mafker on Shabbos? So from here we see that you're allowed to be mafker on Shabbos. But there are achroinim that say that of course you're not allowed to be mafker something on Shabbos. Being mafker on Shabbos is in the category of mekach hamemkar, and that's why the halacha is that you're not allowed to give a gift on Shabbos. Over here it's different for two reasons. One is because there's a mitzvah situation. And since there's a mitzvah situation, then it's very different. When it's a mitzvah situation, I'm allowed to do hefker. And then there's another point, which I saw the Chassam Sofer suggest. The Chassam Sofer suggests that when somebody's mafker something, or somebody does a kinyan, there's two elements to every kinyan. One element of the kinyan is that I'm trying to give up ownership, and the other is that I'm trying to give ownership to someone else. When we say giving hefker, matana, mekech u'memker are also on Shabbos, it's only in a situation where I'm giving over ownership to someone else. But when I'm just relinquishing ownership to somebody else, that is not something that's considered mekech u'memker, and everybody would agree that that may be done on Shabbos. There's an interesting tshuva in the Chassam Sofer, the Neir Chaim, Simen Shin Tez Zayin. He was asked by Reb David Deitch, the Baal Oil David. He says that Tosfos at the beginning of Masechta Pesachim, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, teaches us that Misha Ein Lo Karka, if somebody doesn't own real estate, Potter Lasas as a Pesach. He doesn't have to make a Karban Pesach. So asks the Oil David to Chassam Sofer, when Pesach falls on Shabbos, we've already discussed, there are all sorts of issues how you could bring the Karban Pesach. Of course, bringing the Karban Pesach involves Chil Shabbos. So the question is, why should we have the question? We should tell everybody that he should be mafker his property. And if he's mafker his property, as we just learned, Tosfos says that you're not mechuyev in the mitzvah. And if you're not mechuyev in the mitzvah, you're not mechuyev in the Karban Pesach, then you won't have a problem. So the way I understand the Chassam Sofer's teretz is that what's the reason that if somebody doesn't own property, he doesn't have to bring a Karban Pesach? What does owning real estate have to do with bringing a Karban Pesach? So I think the Chassam Sofer suggests that a person who owns real estate and he goes away from his home and he goes away from his house to bring the Karban Pesach, he's showing that the Karban Pesach is more important to me. I have the bitachin. The Karban Pesach is more important to me than my house, more important to me than my worldly possessions. And therefore, being mafka your house, not to bring the Karban Pesach, is against the whole spirit of what Karban Pesach is about. And therefore, we can't suggest a person to be mafka his house. Another pshat that I saw is that we can't compare the mitzvah of tzitzis and mezuzah to the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. The Jew who doesn't own property is not exempt from the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. It's not that the Torah said the mitzvah of Karban Pesach to only one class of Jew. The mitzvah of Karban Pesach was said to every Jew. Every Jew has to bring a Karban Pesach. Just what? If you don't have property, so then you have an exemption. Yeah, that doesn't mean you don't have the chiyuv. You just don't have to bring it. Whereas if you don't own a beged, you're not mechuyev to make tzitzis. If you don't own a house, you're not mechuyev to buy a house to have a mezuzah. So therefore, we can't compare the situation of mezuzah and tzitzis, where if you don't own it, you don't have a mitzvah at all, to Pesach, where certainly, even if you don't have a house, that doesn't mean you don't have the mitzvah. And therefore, the halacha is that by tzitzis, you can't compare tzitzis and mezuzah, where the Gemara gives us this advice that you should be mafkir it to Karban Pesach, where the Gemara would never give us that type of advice. As we continue discussing the subject of being mafkir on mafkir something, and if you mafkir your house, there's no chiyuv mezuzah, the Das Kedoshim discusses the situation of somebody's mezuzah fell off the house on Shabbos. So now the question is, you don't want to live in a house without a mezuzah. Do you have to leave your house? Do you not have to leave your house? So he says that if you have another house that you could easily go to, that's what you should do. A Jew shouldn't live in a house without a mezuzah. But if he doesn't have another house, then you could stay there. But then he says, I have a great piece of advice for this person. Be mafka your house. And our Gemara just taught us that if you mafka your house, and our Gemara went on to say, not only if you mafka, that you're allowed to be mafka, we explained earlier under what conditions, you're allowed to be mafka. So the Das Kedoshim says, just be mafka your house. But this isn't, the Meches Yitzchak says, a perfect piece of advice. Because even though midaraisa indeed, a house that doesn't belong to you, you don't have to have a mezuzah, hefka would work, midrabbanan, you shouldn't be in such a house, and therefore, it's not a perfect piece of advice. Moreover, the halacha is that somebody who rents an apartment in Eretz Yisrael is mechuyev immediately to put up a mezuzah. Somebody who rents an apartment in Chutz Laretz, there he gets 30 days. So now the question is, what will Hefker help in Eretz Yisrael? If in Eretz Yisrael, if you mafka your house, you're still living there. And it's no different than you renting an apartment. And just like if you rent an apartment in Eretz Yisrael, you need to put up a mezuzah immediately. So too, even if this house doesn't belong to you, but if you're living there, and it, presumably, the Gemara is not just talking about Chutz Laretz. The Gemara is speaking about Eretz Yisrael as well. So why is Hefker going to be a Netza? So the answer is that even in a house, even in Eretz Yisrael, where if you rent an apartment, the Sefer Bira Halacha teaches us, the way you rent an apartment, you have to put up the mezuzah right away. That's where at least you rent the apartment. And by renting the apartment, it has some level of your ownership. And because it's in Eretz Yisrael, you have to put up the mezuzah immediately. But in Chutz Laretz, if you rent, but if you're not renting the apartment, you're just living in the apartment, which happens to be Hefker, there, even in Chutz Laretz, even in Eretz Yisrael, we could be lenient. Where does this come up? He says, it's very common in Eretz Yisrael that people sublet apartments in different areas when they go on vacation, and those apartments have mezuzahs, and people have a question if those mezuzahs are kosher mezuzahs, if they're good mezuzahs, and it's in Eretz Yisrael. So how could I go into that apartment? I'm just going to go there on vacation for a couple of days, but in Eretz Yisrael I have to have mezuzah immediately. So he says that from here we see that if it's even less than renting, then even at Yisrael, there is no halacha that you have to put up the mezuzah immediately. And since there is no halacha that you have to put up the mezuzah immediately, then we could understand that in Eretz Yisrael, even if you're going to be in a hotel or anywhere where you're concerned about the kashrus or the mezuzah on your door, it wouldn't make a difference because you're not even renting that room. I also once saw that other Paiskim suggest that which may be a difference between a hotel and an apartment that you rent. In a hotel, they're not obligated to give you any specific room. You're not renting a room. You're renting the right to stay in a hotel. So that's why it's not considered your room. But that may not be the same when you're renting a specific cottage or home or apartment, that you're renting that specific apartment. It's not like they can give you any apartment that they want. Continues the Gemara. Amamar, we learned. Lulav v'chol machshir v'dochen Shabbos. Anything that you need to do for the lulav, you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Menale. Ask the Gemara, Menale l'Rabbi Elazar ha. Where does Rabbi Elazar know this thing from? Ima oimer mishtei alechem. If we're going to say that just Rabbi Elazar taught us earlier that by oimer mishtei alechem, the halacha is that you could do it the machshir v'dochen Shabbos. Says the Gemara, you can't compare. Shekein tzar kuvaya. They were speaking about Shab. They were talking about a carbon. Here we're not speaking about a carbon. So now the question is, we're speaking about a lulav, and the question is, the lulav is attached, and may you detach the lulav on Shabbos to fulfill the mitzvah of lulav. And the Gemara is teaching us that according to Rabbi Elazar, you may. The question is, why can't you just shake the lulav when it's connected to the tree? So the Sfas Emes says that even though technically you could have done it before Shabbos, still it's in the category of machshirin, and even though you could do the mitzvah that way, you can't. That's included in the machshirim that may be done on Shabbos, because that's normally lulavim are not taken when they're on the tree, particularly if the other minim are still also connected to the ground. The Tzlach disagrees, and the Tzlach indeed says that if all three of the other minim were detached, and the only min that's still attached to the ground is the lulav, then even Rabbi Elazar, who's lenient and allowing us to do machshirim on Shabbos, would not be lenient under these circumstances. For he would tell you, take the other three minim which are detached from the ground, go next to the tree where you have the lulav, and shake the lulav, and even though the lulav is attached to the tree, you could still be mekayim mitzvahs lulav. So we have here a very interesting shaila. Can one fulfill mitzvahs lulav when it's attached to the tree? According to the Tzlach, you can, and he even just gave us a situation where you should. According to Sfas Emes, you can, but still Rabbi Elazar will allow you to cut them. And according to other achroinim, as long as the lulav is still attached to the tree, you cannot use that lulav to fulfill the mitzvah of dalam minim. Ella, says the Gemara, so from where would Rabbi Elazar indeed know the machshiri lulav adoicha Shabbos? Amakra, the pasuk says, b'yoyim, the pasuk says, by the mitzvah of the dalam minim, v'lekach telchem b'yoyim arishin, b'yoyim afil b'shabbos. Ask the Gemara, l'may hilchasa, why did the Torah have to teach us that the dalam minim may be taken even in Shabbos? Ilema tiltal, to tell us that it's not muksa. Ask the Gemara, istrich kral l'mishri tiltal? Tiltal is only osamid rabbanon. So of course there's no reason for the Torah to tell us there's no problem with muksa on the dalam minim. Ela to teach us machshirim, that the machshiri mitzvah may be done, machshiri dalam minim may be done on Shabbos. Rabbanon. But the Rabbanon who disagree with Rabbi Elazar, and the Rabbanon whose opinion is that you may not use, that you may not do machshiri dal minim on Shabbos. What do they do with that pasuk b'yoyim? Hahu miboyle b'yoyim v'loy b'layla. That we only fulfill the mitzvah dal minim by day and not by night. Ask the Gemara Rabbi Elazar, b'yoyim v'loy b'layla minole, from where will he know that halacha? Nafkalei, could the pasuk say, v'samachtam f'nei Hashem l'kecha, shivas yomim. Yomim, that's how he knows that halacha. Rabbanon, what Rabbanon that learned this pasuk of b'yoyim, we could have learned it from samachtem. So why isn't b'yoyim here to teach us about machshirim? Itzrich. Sakadat chamina neilav shivas yomim misukkah. We should learn the halacha of the alamina from sukkah. Ma'ala halam b'yomim v'afil b'laylos. We know we have to sit in the sukkah by day and by night. Afkan b'yomim af b'laylos. Kamash b'man, that's why we need a pasuk. B'yomim, that lulav is only by day and not by night. So Tosfos, the very maskil, Salkadat Chamina, asks that we have a klal in all of Shas, that ain't adam don, is there shavah ma'atzmai. Elm came London Miraba. You can't make up your own Gzair Shava. So how could the Gemara assume that we should learn a Gzair Shava between Lulav and Sukkah? So Taisus, as the Mashah explains Taisus, says when we learn that you can't make up your own Gzair Shava, what that means is I can't just take two words in the Torah and say, well, these two words are similar, and as we learned earlier in the Shid, it may even be superfluous, and make up my own Gzair Shava. But they had a body of Gzair Shavas, of words that the Torah connected. There is a Gzair Shava that says Yoim Yoim. Once there's a Gzair Shava Yoim Yoim, Chazal have the right to decide where to apply it. And perhaps they thought it should be applied between Sukkah and Lulav, and that Lulav should be by day and by night. That's why we need the Pasuk. Ask the Gemara. So v'lichta rachmana b'lulav, let the Torah teach us by lulav that the machshir madaych Shabbos, and then v'nei sahanach v'nil v'minei, and then all the other areas of halacha should be learned from there. Answers the Gemara, lulav is unique. Me'ekshem diklamifrach ma'ala lulav shekein taran arba minim. The lulav comes with arba minim, and that's why maybe over there there's a halacha that it's the machshir madaych Shabbos. It wouldn't necessarily be able to be a proof to all other types of situations. So Taisus asks, but by Omer and Shtei Lechem, they also don't come themselves. They come with the Kvasim, and they come with the Nesachim, and with the Shemen. So why are we saying that only Lulav comes along with other items? So Taisus answers, there's a difference between Lulav and the Dalaminim and these other Kabbanis. By the Dalaminim, all Dalaminim are ma'ak of one the other. You have to have all Dalaminim. Without that, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. By the Omer, by the Shtei Lechem, yes, you're supposed to bring these other things along with it, but they're not essential to the mitzvah of the Omer. They're not essential to the mitzvah of Shtei Lechem, so therefore it's not the same. So we also learned the Sukkah v'chol machshirei doichin Shabbos. The Sukkah and all the machshirim are doichin Shabbos. Divrei Rebbe Elazar. Ask the Gemara, Mnolei Rebbe Elazar, where does Rebbe Elazar know this halacha from? Says the Gemara, if you're going to want to say he learns it from Omer Shtei Lechem, that isn't a good source. Shekein Tzara Kavayu, they're Kabbanis. This, the Sukkah is not a carbon. Ima Lulav, you can't learn from Lulav because we learned just now the Lulav is unique in the aspect Shekein Tarn Arvaminim. Sukkah is one by itself. Ella, the Gemara has Gzair Shava. Shivas Shamim, mi Lulav. The Torah says Shivas Shamim by Sukkah, and the Torah says Shivas Shamim by Lulav. Mala Halon, by Lulav, the loch is machshir of doichnas Shabbos, as we learned according to Rebbe Elazar a moment ago. Afkan nami, by Sukkah, so too will be the loch that the machshirah as doichnas Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, so lichter rachmana b'sukkah, why doesn't the Torah should have just taught us by Sukkah with this gzeir shava that the machshirim are doichnas Shabbos, and then we should learn all other areas of halacha, v'neise hanach, v'nichta minal. We should learn all other halachas from Sukkah. Answers the Gemara, shundik kalamifrach, Sukkah is unique because in the Haggis b'laylis b'yamim, that applies 24 hours a day, whereas all other mitzvahs don't apply 24 hours a day. Actually, the Ritva says that the Gemara could have asked the question that is, the Gemara could have asked a different question that we should learn it from a Tzad HaShava and we shouldn't need to have a limud by each and every one, but the Gemara goes off to a different track. So we learned Matzav Chamech Shireh Doichs HaShabbos to Rebbe Elazar Menaleh L'Rebbe Elazar Ha Imi Ayim Mishtei Lechem. If you're going to want to say he learns from Ayim Mishtei Lechem, it's not a good source. Shekein Tzara Kavoy, they're Kabbonis. The Matzah that we eat by the Seder is not a carbon. Imi Lulav, Lulav is unique. Shekein Ton Arba Aminim. Imi Sukkah, you could have maybe learned it with a Tzad HaShava, says the Ritva, as we just said, but we prefer to learn it with this Gzair Shava. Ma'ala Halan, just like by Sukkah we finished proving Machshirei Doichnas HaShabbos, Afkan Machshirei Doichnas HaShabbos, that's how we know for Matzah the Machshirei Doichnas HaShabbos. And in fact, the Paisk can say, since we see there's a Gzair Shava which connects Matzah to Sukkah, and we know that by Sukkah there's a din, the Dalaminim Zadim L'Kachtam L'Chem, which we connected Sukkah to Lulav, so too, by Matzah, the Matzah that we use, also has to be L'Chem, the Matzah that you eat Seder by night, you have to own. Ask the Gemara v'lichter chmara b'matzah. So let the Torah write by matzah that it's doiche, that the machshirma doiche Shabbos. V'neisa hanach v'ligma minah. And then we'll learn all other halachas from matzah. And it's the Gemara, ma'ala matzah shken negas b'noshim k'ba noshim. The halacha of matzah applies by men and women. Whereas karbonus, oimer shtei lechem, even though what the carbon accomplishes, that you could eat the chadosh after carbon oimer is brought, applies to women as well as to men. But the carbon doesn't apply to women because women can't do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. And another pshat, the women don't contribute to the machsas shekel. Shaifa of Kal Machshira, we learned Daichan Shabbos to Rebbe Lezer. Ask the Gemara, Menola Rebbe Lezer Ha, that Shaifa of Kal Machshirim, Daichan Shabbos, says the Gemara, Ima Mishtem Alechem, if you want to learn from my Mishtem Alechem, she can't Tzara Kavai, the Kabanis. Ima Lulav, she can't Tan Arba Minim. Mis Ima Sukkah, she can't Hagis Belailas Kibiyamim. Ima Matzah, she can't Hagis Benoshim Kanoshim. Women aren't obligated in Mitzvah Shaifa because it's a Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama. El Amakra, Yom Teruah B'Yil Lechem, B'yoyim, I feel b'Shabbos. The Torah says, even b'Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Lamai, what was the Torah trying to teach us with this limud? Ilema letkia, to allow us to blow the shofar in Shabbos? Ask the Gemara, Hatana de Shmuel, the Pasuk says, Kol melacha avoid leisasu, Kol melacha avoid leisasu. On Shabbos, we may not do melacha. Yotzu tkia shofar redis apas, blowing the shofar and removing the bread that's on the side of the oven. It's not a malacha. So I don't need a pasuk to tell me it's permissible. Why should it not be permissible? What must the pasuk be teaching us? That machshirei shofar are permissible to be done in Shabbos. Rabbanan, who hold the machshirei shofar may not be done in Shabbos. What do they do with this pasuk? Says the Gemara, Hahumi b'alei b'yoyim v'b'alei b'layla. That the shofar can only be blown by day and not by night. Rebbe Lezer asked the Gemara that used this pasuk for mechshirim b'yoyim v'loy b'layla b'nolei. From where will he know that halacha? Answers the Gemara, nafkalei. The pasuk says b'yoyim kiburim taviru shofar bat kol artzachem. On the Yom Kippur of the Yovel year, we blow the shofar and the gavim adadi. And just like there, the halacha is by Yom Kippur, the shofar of Rosh Hashanah of Yovel is blown by day. So too, the shofar on Rosh Hashanah is only by day. But ask the Gemara, v'lichta rechmar b'shofar, let the Torah teach us by shofar, that the machshirei shofar adoicha Shabbos, and from there, v'lai sohanav v'ligman there, all the other areas of halacha should be learned from there. Answers the Gemara, v'shtekir shofar de Rosh Hashanah lekel migmar, we can't learn all other mitzvahs from shofar of Rosh Hashanah, shekein machnesa sechroina she Yisrael v'in shebishmayim. Shofar is very unique. It brings us close to Hashem. And therefore, that's why we're allowed to do maybe the Machshirim on Shabbos. That doesn't mean, that would not teach us necessarily that all other mitzvahs that don't have that special quality have that halacha. And with the key shofar of Kippurim lekel migmar, damra, the key is bezdin b'shofar, when bezdin blows the shofar on Yom Kippur of the Yovel year, nifter avadim lebateim, all the avadim, the slaves go free, the sadis and the property is chayzus to b'leileim. And therefore, since it's such a special, it has such a special effect, maybe that's why the machshirim adoichas Shabbos. But it wouldn't necessarily be able to be a source for other areas of halacha. And therefore, as we've learned in our shir today, each one of the other areas of halacha needs to have its own source, that the machshirim, according to Rebbe Lezer, adoichas Shabbos.